Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9.99, up 13 on the open. July, 10.05, up 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.36.5, unchanged on the open. July, 9.47, down 3.25. September, 9.61, down 2.5. December, 9.77, up 1.5 on the open. May corn opened at 5.97, up 1.25 on the open. July, 6.10, up 3/4. September, 6.08.5, up 3/4. December, 6.03, unchanged. March of 2009, 6.09.5, up 1. May, 6.10.5, down 0.5. July, 6.10.75, down 3.25. September, 5.99, unchanged. December of 2009, 5.51.5, up 1.5 on the open. May beans opened at 12.44, up 1 on the open. July, 12.61, up 1.5. August, 12.27, up 3. September, 12.25, up 10. November, 11.71, up 1.25. March of 2009, $12, up 10 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.32, up $1 on the open. July, 3.34.50, unchanged. May soybean oil opened at 54.80, down 25 on the open. July, 55.40, down 42. April live cattle opened at 86.40, up 20 on the open. April feeders opened unchanged at 97.60. April lean hogs opened at 57, up 140 on the open. And May bellies opened at 70 even, up 212.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Since we last talked to you, corn has rallied sharply. What is the market trying to tell us technically at the moment, and I guess, how bullish do you want to be?
Well, those are good questions. A couple things, I think, you know, from a technical perspective, is the price action over the past couple of days, or basically since this week's report, has validated some of these $6 type price objectives that were projected on the chart as early as, you know, late last year. So it makes those six-something type charts at least a realistic possibility now. And, of course, like with anything, chartists can continue to read them higher as long as the trend stays higher. It's kind of like following a map. And you keep going down the road. You know, once you meet one spot, you can say, well, I got the next spot to make, as provided you don't have car trouble and mechanic problems and a flat tire along the way. But at least for now, the function of the market is to do a couple things, and I think the weather pattern may have something to say with it than anything is that the market needs to kind of buy some more acres to give the supply-demand balance sheet a looser feel to it, and or if it can't do that, then the function of the market will be to go up and ration inventories if it can't increase the supply, then it's going to have to decrease the demand. So at least that's fundamentally the way the corn market is set up for now. Like I said, I think, you know, I've talked about some $6 numbers for some time. Short term here, I think 606 is probably your objective for the May contract. But I think the December contract's got something around 620 type objective, 620 and a quarter objective. There's some higher numbers up there. I think you might even begin to start hearing some $7 type objectives once these $6 type objectives have been met. Those are, you know, some pretty big numbers when you take into account where we were in corn prices here just a few years ago. But a lot of it's going to depend upon, I think, spring planting, how quickly it comes along, and the trade's perception of whether or not, you know, we've picked up a couple million acres or so.
Your 620 objective is measured how?
Well, I measure them, you know, every time we have a little pause or a setback, I try to take the midpoint of that pause or that setback, and then I measure it, take the midpoint of that, and then I try to find the previous meaningful correction low and take the distance of that and add that then to the top side of that midpoint, and you can begin to come up with some numbers. Now, there's some chart gap, measuring gaps that I think I've talked about that the corn market left in early January as maybe the halfway point measured off the fall low. And those I think gave us like a 630 type price objective for December corn futures and something like 607 or 610 or so for the front end. So those are the first key objectives for the corn market to meet. I think once those are met, like I said, I was messing around with some weekly charts here, and I sure don't want to be labeled as someone telling people corn's going to go to $7. But just looking at the continuation corn chart here, you can probably begin to talk about a move to 766 on lead corn. If you want to use the correction that we saw here last week as kind of a midpoint, and you swing that off of the fall low, you begin to talk about something like 766. And with today's wide basis levels, I would say that if we probably got to 766, we would probably see a $1.50 basis. So that would probably begin to offer some $6 cash corn bids probably to the farmer.
And you're looking on a weekly or a monthly on that particular?
I'm just looking at a weekly chart on corn.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans, and let me ask you whether or not this little spike low we put in a few sessions ago might be a temporary bottom, technically speaking.
Well, it could very well be. That's I think the corn chart is in good shape because it hasn't done any damage when it's had any kind of correction. Now, soybeans is a little different. Soybeans have done some damage to the chart. We've got a massive outside down reversal off of record highs traced down in the bean complex for the month of March. Actually, it's kind of the first of its kind. If you go back and look at monthly charts all the way back to the early 70s, it's hard to find an outside down month like what we've seen here during March. But again, this is different times. But that doesn't spell well for future strength. That doesn't mean that we can't have a good, solid recovery rally. And there's nothing in the technical world that says that's an absolute high for sure. Anyway, the only thing what we try to do in technical analysis is try to stay ahead of the fundamentals. And that reversal was developing, you know, basically since the All Ag Outlook Day. when beans kind of reversed down on that day, and then we saw weakness in through the month. So basically the bean market was starting to signal that it was having some fundamental problems way back then. And, you know, we found out now that, you know, South American crops are record. It's a larger crop than what we were thinking back then. We've got a bigger increase in soybean plantings than probably what everybody was kind of looking at. We've got a few more old crop beans around than what everybody thought. So that was just kind of signaling that the bean supply-demand balance sheet was loosening up rather than tightening. And we'll just have to kind of see how time goes on. I think we probably have entered a period here for at least 30 days that what's bullish corns, bearish beans, what's, you know, bearish corn would probably be bullish beans. Because of the fight for acres in here.
So if that is your spike low, and it's still in the woods to determine, very quickly, what might be some nearby upterm objectives?
Well, I think the key here, what you have to be watching for, I'm trying to grab my chart here in a hurry, and I've got so many charts up on my screen here, is that if we can retrace more than 50% of what we lost here, during the month of March and early April.
So 1345 and a half or thereabouts.
If we start exceeding that, then I think that begins to undo some of the damage of a monthly reversal down, and it begins to kind of put in play that we can maybe go back and check out the highs, and then we kind of go from there. So I think it's real important that we go back more than 50%, and I think then that begins to, you know, like I say, undo some of the technical damage, what the bean market has seen here over the past couple weeks here.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana.